Today is the day. In 1 John chapter 2 verse 17 we read that the world is passing away along with its desires. But whosoever doth the will of God abides for ever. Our little time on this hanging globe is but for a moment. Life is brief, very, very brief. Today is the day to make your life count. Generations have come and generations have gone, as this brief mortal round eventually reaches its terminus. And things so important have been snuffed out like a candle. People long gone have fretted and feared and planned and hoped, just as today people fret and fear and plan and hope. A few have left an indelible mark on the pages of history, some for good and others for ill. Names may be remembered. People will be forgotten as the grass of the field. But today is the day to make your life count. Moses told the Israelites, "Today you have been ordained for the service of the Lord." Life is like a cloud of steam. Life is swifter than a bird in flight. Man is like the grass of the field or the flower that blossoms on the hillside. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. But today is the accepted hour. Today is the day of salvation. Today, if you will hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Today you have been ordained for the service of the Lord. So there is every reason that man should walk humbly before the Lord, and to refrain from boastful claims and elevated self-importance. They wash the other's feet. To serve at table, because he walked that way before. Caesar is gone, Queen Victoria is passed away, Columbus is no more, as are so many others, stripped of human glory, destitute of fame and fortune, bereft of state and symbol, awaiting the final day, to stand or fall in the presence of God their judge. How we need to apply the prophet's words of instruction. You have seen our iniquity before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. How we need to pray with the psalmist. The years of our life are few. They are gone and we fly away. Teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Teach us to make today count for his glory. This human life is but a prelude to eternity. The decisions made on this mortal coil are fixed in the books of eternity. May each of us make today count. For today you have been ordained for the service of the Lord. The believer's times of probation and training need to be enacted out for the serious purpose. This brief hour should be lived and not frittered away in so many frivolous pursuits. Wealth will disappear. How foolish to seek its accumulation. Beauty will fade. How egotistical to chase after its vain exterior. Honour will be buried. How unwise to seek its empty applause. But the word of the Lord endures forever. His mercy endures forever. His righteous judgments endure forever throughout all generations. And the name of the Lord endures forever. His praise endures forever. The truth of the Lord endures forever. His wisdom endures forever. Oh, let us pursue these truths today. Let us heed and apply these truths today. change and decay in all around we see. Yet he is the one that never changes. His years have no end, for he is eternal. And he places eternity in the hearts of man. And as we trust him, in yesterday's trivial round of life's mortal cycle, with his assurance that in him our tomorrow is fixed and secure in him, we need to use today to draw close to him, to Christ alone, the Word of God, to the name above all names. For the word of the Lord endures forever, and the name of the Lord endures forever. And today you have been ordained for the service of the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart.